The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Cork, a national hunt card to come from there with seven races on offer. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good stuff. Not a bad card in Cork today, a bit of exciting jumping going on.
Yeah, plenty of decent fields, good handicaps. Not, I would say, littered with quality, but, you know, reasonable standard. Yeah. Grounds for perfect as well. Probably the best race in the car for me, or the race I'm looking forward to most of all, is the Novices Chase at 4 o'clock, where several make their chasing debuts. One in particular, regular podcasters I know I'm quite fond of.
Yeah, well, we'll move on to that in due course. The 150 is the first race, though, and we start here with a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. And we've got a well-backed favourite this morning in Alpha Des Obo, who's 6-4 into even money. It's 3-1 for Walk to Freedom. Motown Bob is 15-2. It's also 15-2 for Vote of Confidence. Eshtial is 12s and then 20s or bigger for the other runners. So a pretty short price favourite here. Andy, in Alpha Des Obo, do you fancy him to make a winning hurdling debut?
Yeah, I watched his Irish point-to-point victory back, and it was a race that was littered with fallers and horses that didn't complete that day. The ground was really bad, so the soft ground conditions and inconvenienced this horse on his debut. And he just looked a real powerful, strong galloper that Giggins Stanstead I've got quite high hopes of in the future. Of course, he was trained, as a lot of Giggins Stanstead horses are when they make their debuts, in the point-to-point fields by Gordon Elliott. And he's subsequently gone to Mouse Morris, typical sort of chasing type that Mouse does really well with. And this looks a fairly humble beginning for this horse. The ones who've got form on the board look of a fairly modest standard. The likes of Walk to Freedom, Vote of Confidence, et al. I've all shown bits and pieces of form, but everything looks set fair for a winning debut from Alpha Des Obo today. The market suggests that as well. So I think Giggins Stanstead, I think I've got a really strong hand here today in both the first race and the last. So hopefully they should get the ball rolling.
Okay. The 220 is the second race on the card, and this is a novice hurdle over 3 miles. And Bosman Rule is another well-backed favourite this morning, 11-8 into even money. Shantou Flyer is 9-2. It's 5-1 for Fruits of Molly. Padraig's Joy is 6-1, 8-1 for Talk the Lingo, and 16s for the other two runners. Bosman Rule, Andy, at the top of the betting, he looks to be going the right way. Do you see him adding another one to his tally here?
He's got a chance. I mean, it's not a particularly strong novices hurdle. What he's done so far has been, you know, fairly reasonable standard. He's yet to race on ground, probably, which is going to be, let's say, on the soft side of good today. It's probably even nudging up towards yielding. His last victory came on fast ground at Liston. He does look a fast ground horse, really, to be honest. So that would be a slight concern. He hasn't really done anything on the speed figures of yet, but that doesn't mean to say that he can't do. He's just been beating basically whatever's been put in front of him. Interesting, there's good money around for him this morning. And with Ruby Walsh and Board, he's like to get even more popular. I just thought the bottom one here was mildly interesting at the prices. Padraig's Joy, a mare trained by David Kelly, ridden by Sean Flanagan. This horse has got some decent form in the bag, and it's notable that one of her career victories, or her only career victory, came here over 2.5 miles on her penultimate start when she powered to victory and beat Ticker Light quite comfortably. She was in third down in Limerick the other day behind Salito in what was a very competitive handicap. That race was chock full of in-form performers at the time. The likes of Supreme Vic and Our Beautiful Dream were all well beaten, Johnson's Best, etc. And that wasn't a bad return, so I don't think this mare's in quite good form, and if there is one that might just be worth taking the favourite on with, it could be Padraig's Joy. Of course, you can back it without the favourite as well. Like if you didn't want to rely on Bosman Rule, then you could just rule him out by backing Padraig's Joy without. So that's probably the strategy I'd take in that 220.
Okay, Padre X Joy without the favourite then in the 220. The 255 is the third race on the card, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80 to 102. And Tammy's Hill heads the betting at 7-4. It's 9-1 for On My Own and PLO, 10-1 for Oscar Vespasian, 11-1 for Chantala. Kilcara Boy is 12s and then 14-1 on bigger prices for the others. Tammy's Hill, Andy, not from five over hurdles, but better over fences, we hunter chases and so on, and obviously won the Fox Hunters at the festival last year. But if he translated that form to hurdling, he'd be very well handicapped here, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's a real head scratcher for most punters today. What do you do with a horse like Tammy's Hill? Do you take a chance that his class gets him through here? I mean, off a rating of just 100, he looks an absolute penalty kick, doesn't he? He'd probably be the best part of 2.5, 3 stone. Better than these if this was a chase. Obviously, he's better known, as you quite rightly pointed out, for his exploits in the Hunter Chase field. Rounded off his season last year by winning the Fox Hunters in pretty impressive fashion. I thought it was a really vintage renewal of the Fox Hunters as well last year. The likes of On the Fringe, Pearly Steps, Harbour Court, you name it, all the best ones were there in the lineup. Oscar Delta, of course, he was well beaten as well. So he's beaten basically the best that was put in front of him in the Hunter Chase field. He's usually got a decent record fresh as well. It's not as if this horse usually takes a run or two to get fit. It's just a really odd ploy, isn't it, by Liam Lennon? I mean, he's obviously got a target in mind for Tammy's Hill. What that target is, obviously, only time will tell, and we'll probably find out after the race. But he's obviously looking to just give this horse a run, just to blow away the cobwebs without upsetting his chase mark. Perhaps he's going to dip him into handicap company in the foreseeable future. Maybe a race like the Troy Town in a few weeks' time, and Navin might well be on his agenda. But the fact that there's been good money for him this morning suggests that the connections just think he'll win, despite obviously the slight question mark over his hurdling technique. If there is going to be one that might run well at a much better price, the horse is called May Dullier. Maybe want to sort of have a look at a much bigger price. She's been in good nick all the way through the summer jumping period, and didn't run too badly last time out down in Garin, a very strongly run race won by Brand Ambassador. And she's just basically hit the board on virtually similar races to this in her last 4 or 5 starts. She's also got a good record here at Cork. Her last 2 runs here yielded a second and a fourth. The fourth came behind Diamond Geezer Luke. That was back in August. So she's got the right profile and the credentials to at least finish in the frame. So Tammy's Hill should win this, really, but at the same time, he's quite a difficult one to work out. So if you didn't want to bet with him, then you probably might want to look towards May Dullier each way.
Okay, a couple of options there then in the 255. The 325 is race 4 on the card, and this is the Kinsale Handicap Chase, which is a Grade B handicap chase over 2 miles. And 4-1 the field this morning, an open race. Gentleman Duke heading the betting and has been back from 5-1 into fours. It's fives for Beckwith Star. Nearest the pin is 7-1 with Theatre Mill. 8-1 for the Black Russian and Foster's Cross. Saint Gervais and Instant Impact are both tens, and then 12-1 or bigger for the others. Quite an open race this Sunday, so which ones do you like here?
Yeah, I like a couple here, Mark. The main one would be the bottom one, the one that's been money for this morning, Gentleman Duke, although he's out of the handicap. I actually think he's potentially very well treated, not only over fences, but more importantly over hurdles. It's very interesting that Arthur Moore, having won a handicap hurdle with him last time out, now pings him back over fences. Up until now, he's been slightly disappointing over the larger obstacles, albeit he has won 1 in 7. That victory, of course, came in Thurles last year, so it's not as if his technique is under any kind of scrutiny. But he just seemed to improve markedly last time out for one reason or another at Ballinrobe. He'd been in the doldrums prior to that. You know, he hadn't run particularly well in his last 3 or 4 starts. But he hit the ball out of the park on the figures. And it was the fact that he was ridden aggressively, I think, was the difference. They obviously decided to change tactics with him. And he really enjoyed himself the other day out in front of Ballyrobe. And he bolted clear in the end. He won with any amount in hand. Plenty of horses have come out of that race and franked the form, including the third horse called Rezipsa Locator. And his speed figures suggest that he's a horse that he's very much on top of his game at the moment. So he could be chucked in here off 114 right down the bottom. And the other one to mention who's nearest the pin, who Shark Hanlon has done a good job with of late. Shark's horses, of course, are running well. And this one is also in keeping with many of his inmates and you know, going along quite nicely at the moment. He won at Worcester 2 starts back in the hands of McCoy. And I think he would have won the other day down in Sligo. Unfortunately, he tipped up at that notorious second last right at the foot of the hill. when he kind of like jumped the fence a little bit too early and landed on top of the ditch, and then decanted Brian Hayes. But on the evidence of how he was travelling the other day, he's in seriously good form at the moment. So if he jumps a clear round, I think nearest the pin is likely to cause my main selection the most to think about. So two against the field there, Gentleman Duke and nearest the pin.
Okay, on to the 4 o'clock next, race 5 on the card, and this is a novice's chase over 2.5 miles. Lots of memories heads to the betting at 2-1. The Crafty Butcher is 11-4. It's 5-1 for Benny Mead. Sixes for Ronak. Band of Bloodies also 6-1, and then 12-1 for Subtle Ben and Painted Lady. A couple of non-runners. Blacklock, a pretty significant non-runner, and the King of Brega, another one that doesn't go here. But you mentioned at the top of the piece, Andy, that you were looking forward to seeing one here. So which one is it?
Yeah, it's lots of memories. I've always had a soft spot for this horse. I think he's a horse with immense amount of talent. And I thought he should have won the Grade 1 at Punchestown on his final start last season. I didn't think Shane Butler gave him a great ride. He just should have made a little bit more use of him, really. He got him trapped in on the rail as he was trying to get out, and it ended up being a lost cause in the end. And although he finished third, I certainly left the racetrack that day thinking he was the best horse in the race. And considering he's up against two of the most talented novices we've seen last season, beat that, of course, who won at Aintree, and Don Polly, who landed the Martin Park Conditional Handicap at the Cheltenham Festival, just shows you how strong that race was. And the fact that I think Lost of Memories would have beaten them, and beaten them comfortably with a better run, stroke ride, shows you how good I think this horse potentially is. He now makes his chasing debut. He's eagerly awaited chasing debut. And if Peter Fye, schooled him well and things go according to plan, I think he should make mincemeat of this lot. He's got good form around the track. He looks a good jumper. Or certainly, he's got a good, strong technique over hurdles. So I can't see fences being a problem. So with a clear round, I think Lots of Memories will win. I do think the bottom one's overpriced here, however. So maybe if there is a incident on the way round and perhaps Lots of Memories doesn't jump as well as expected, then Painted Lady should no way be a double-figure quote here. William Hill go 12-1. This horse jumped for fun on her chasing debut the other day. Absolutely spring-heeled. In fact, Robbie Power got off the back of this mare and said he's never ridden a horse in a beginner's chase as gave him a feel as that horse did the other day. So that's some statement considering that Robbie Power's ridden many of Jessica Harrington's novices a first time of fences. So I do think she's overpriced, but Lots of Memories, hopefully, with a clear round, can put this lot in their place.
Okay, the 4:35 is the penultimate race in Cork this afternoon. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, and 15 of them in the lineup here. And Bank of the Bucks heads the betting at 4-1. It's 5-1 for Dick Dundee. Misty Caltu is 6-1. 8-1 for Supreme Dock, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Another open race on the card at Cork today, Andy. So, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, not a particularly inspiring race for me personally. I think Back the Book should go well. I think he's a horse that you probably want to be backing each way. He looked as though he was going to win the other day down in Fairy House, but he, for me, just didn't go through the effort. I mean, it's all in that, made a bad mistake at the last, and he still didn't go by that horse, having obviously made that mistake. So I'll just be slightly wary about that particular horse, even though he's got an obvious chance and form. The one I'd probably select here, and this would be tentatively, would be Dick Dundee. Basically because he's one of the only few course and distance winners in the lineup. That came here last December when he won quite comfortably. God knows what went wrong with him last time at Killarney. Maybe he was just feeling the effects of one or two hard races, but prior to that he'd run well. Similarly, at this track behind Blacklock, and again another strongly run race. Paul Nolan is also in good form. Ran about 6-7-1. I thought Dick Dundee was a reasonable each-way bet.
Okay, reasonable each way bet there then. And the final race this afternoon is the 5:05. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and Ice Cold Soul is the 4-5 market leader at the time of recording. See Me Here is 7-2, 8-1 for Copy Print. Akito is 8-1 as well. 14s for War and Contrition, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Ice Cold Soul, just a shade of odds on now, Andy, and you can see why. I mean, one, it's only point start, and being by these connections, it's likely to be popular in the betting. Do you think he'll make a winning bumper debut here?
I do, yeah. I think this also bookend the card for Gigginstown Stud. They've got obviously a strong contender in the first, and even more so in the last with this Ice Cold Soul, who won a 4-year-old maiden down in Belclare back in March and did it quite well. Again, courtesy of the Irish point-to-point side. I managed to see this horse win, and he won by 8 lengths, but he could have won by a lot more than that. He's obviously a very strong stayer. And again, he looks just the type that Kingstown stood do really well with. Again, another horse was with Gordon Elliott and has now gone in the care of Noel Mead. They tend to sort of spread them around Kingstown. I don't think there's too many, too much of a pecking order there. And, you know, obviously Noel Mead should, you know, produce this horse absolutely spot on here. Nina Carberry takes the ride. And I do like the sire as well, Stowaway. I think he's making quite a name for himself as a National Hunt sire. I think in the next few years we're going to see plenty of good horses coming from that particular bloodline. So, yeah, he looks the part. 4-5, not probably everyone's cup of tea, but he's the most likely winning. Looks a fairly average-looking bumper.
OK. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Cork one more time.
Yeah, decent day at Cork today. Starting off in the first race, I do think the Kingstown stood up a race and got a very, very strong hand here today. So Alpha De Zobo sets the ball rolling in the 150. In the 220, Bosman Rule, likely to be a very warm order there, but I think Pogre's Joy is worth an interest without the favourite. In the 255, all eyes will be on Tammy's Hill. Obviously, very well handicapped, considering how high-rated he is over fences. But maybe May Dullier could run well from an each-way perspective. In the 325, again, another trappy old handicap chase to deal with. The bottom one, Gentleman Duke, could be very well treated. And along with the unlucky loser last time out nearest the pin, Mike Martu against the field there. In the 4 o'clock, probably the most eagerly awaited race of the day for me, where Lots of Memories makes his chasing debut. I think he should win with a clear round. But Painting Lady could reward maybe some each-way interest at a much bigger price. In the 435, the penultimate race, Dick Dundee gets the vote there. And the final race, it's all about the Kingstown stud operation, yet again with Ice Cold Soul.
OK, thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy it this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.